are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Father, grant them grace, supernatural help. Grant them supply. Jehovah Jireh, provide for them. Let none drop out of school. As they are going to school, deliver them from temptations. Keep them from the evil of this world. Let them finish well with good careers. Deliver them from wicked and unreasonable men, strange men, sugar daddies, and evil. Bless them. It will be well with you, my dear. It will be well with you all. In Jesus' name. Keep serving the Lord, okay? God bless you. God bless you. All of you will do well, young people. All of you will do well. All of you will do well. In Jesus' name. And you know what? When you pray, pray for these young people. Apart from financial troubles, they go through all kinds of temptations. Yeah. And they have a strong, you know, strong desires, passions. And let's be patient with them. It will be well with them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. We are with you. You will all do well.
Amen.
Far better than your parents ever did in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
You're my only God, and I want you to know my love for you. I'll never let go, 'cause I love you so. All I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I would choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you, and there's no one above you. You gave your son, you gave your life, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my day. Oh, 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 my Lord and my God, I can't believe you died for me. What a sacrifice. And Lord, in return, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Yes, I will. I will build your church. Oh, all I want is to serve you. If I live my life again, I would choose you. It's been worth living for you. Lord, I love you, and there's no one above you. You gave your life, you gave your son, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, oh Lord, my vision to do your mission. Yes, oh Lord, my will to do your will. I'll preach your word, I'll do your church, and I'll do it again and again, my Jesus. You gave your love, you gave your son, and you turned my life all around. You gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, 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 yes, you gave your life, you gave your son. You turned my life all around, you gave your life to set me free, and I'll serve you for the rest of my day. Oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, I believe that today God has something powerful for you, something great for you, something awesome. I believe that God will visit us with his presence, with his power. And before I, you know, let's rise to our feet and pray. Lift up your hands. Thank the Lord for what he went through the weekend of Easter. 2,000 years ago, he was pierced on the side. He was nailed to the cross. He was bruised. He was whipped. He was embarrassed, harassed. Thorns were pressed on his head to bleed. All that to buy us back through redemption. Pay for the price. A life for a life. Once and for all. Not the blood of bulls or of goats, but of the precious blood of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank him for that triumph. He resurrected so that when he gives us that new life, we can rise up with him in eternity. Father, we say thank you. We pray that what you suffered will become useful when we obey to reach out to souls, and when we obey to speak to others about you, to win them over, translating them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your dear son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please be seated. My message is going to start with a clip. Let's watch this clip. It's a part of the message. Please take note of what you're hearing and enjoy it. May it minister to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Exactly on the clip.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's are coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scars. They crown him with thorns, but they don't know that Sunday's come. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary, his blood dripping, his body stumbling, and his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning. And evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father. Left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My King yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered, and Satan's just a laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard, and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a coming.
Wow. Wow. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell three people, it's Friday. It's only Friday. It's just Friday. Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. In fact, say Sunday is come. Sunday is come. Tell somebody your Sunday is here. Your Sunday is here. Wow. If the Lord had left it at Friday, we would have no salvation. We will have no victory over death and sin. We will have no Holy Spirit. The world would have ridiculed Christians. The world would have conquered. Satan would have won if the Lord had left it for Friday. It's only Friday. Just Friday. It's merely a Friday. I don't know what you have been through, but Jesus went through more on Friday. Friday is a disastrous day. Friday is a day of pain. Friday is a day of tears. Friday is a day of betrayal. Friday is a day of loneliness. Friday is a day of hopelessness. If a day is a day of nightmares, it's a day of doubtings and questions. God, do you exist? If you exist, how come this is happening to your son? How come this is happening to your daughter? How come this is happening to your child? How come this is happening to your church? How come this is happening to a Christian? But it's Friday. It's only Friday. It's merely a Friday. Your Sundays are coming in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to remember this over and over and over and over again. So long as Friday does not cease, pain will not cease. So long as Friday keeps recurring, torture will come. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian. It doesn't matter even if you are Christ. But the good news is this. Sunday is coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sunday is coming. Your salvation is near. Bible says our salvation is nearer than we first heard it. Jesus Christ went through as the Son of God. And sometimes you would question, so why, God? Why did you do this to your only begotten Son? The favorite. Yeah. The dearest and the best. But well, one side of it is that if it's true, then we shouldn't be surprised when we go through Fridays. Jesus Christ stood at Gethsemane and spoke in Mark chapter 14 and said, Abba, Father, 14 verse 36, he cried out. Tell somebody, he cried. I don't know about you, but I've shed many tears. I've gone through some troubles. He cried. Like our sister was sharing with us. We should go with where? Restaurant? Where's the money coming from? There ain't no money. I prayed, but I haven't seen anything. It's Friday. It's Friday. But she was on her way to her Sunday. Jesus spoke and said, Abba, Father. Somebody say, Abba, Father. You know, Abba, Father means, that word Abba is a Greek word, which means the legitimate father, the source and sustenance. God, who's your source and who sustains. He doesn't just take you to school, but he supplies your schooling needs. He doesn't just give birth to you, but he sustains you with breast milk and raises you up until you can stand on your own. That's a source and sustenance. A true father is always Abba Father. Yeah. Source and sustenance. He gives birth. He doesn't just send you there, but he sustains you. He doesn't just give you a car, but he maintains it by buying gas, doing the monthly or whatever regular maintenance for you. He doesn't just drop you off in school, but he pays your fees. That was our God. Jesus knew that. Abba, Father, I know who you are. I know what you can do. I know you didn't just send me here. You sent me into the world and you added, even you proved to me in John that your Holy Spirit is with me. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Abba, Father. Yet, look at what was going on. And he cried and said, everything is possible for you, my Father. Please, somebody say, please. Take this cup from me. In the New Living. Take this cup from me. Everything is possible for you. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, at one point, as he was crying and praying and weeping, he sweated so much, profusely, that his sweat was heavy and a lot, weight, and his sweat was like blood. Blood is thick. Now, any time that you have to sweat that way, he was not jumping. He was not running. It's called cold sweat. And it's that profuse. You are nervous. You are afraid. You are under tension. Torment. Torture. It brings the sweat pores to act in an unusual way. Open at the wrong time. Therefore, his sweat was like blood. Pain. That's that. That was a Friday. Can you imagine what the Christ went through? At that time, he came to his disciples. He said, could you not watch with me even for just 1 hour? You couldn't stand with me? They were tired. They couldn't be bothered. Such a horrible thing is going on with Jesus. And they were asleep. They didn't care, obviously. Or they were tired. It's like, don't bother me. I need to go to work tomorrow. Friday is when people abandon you. When the most trusted is asleep, when he's supposed to be at your side. Friday is the time that the most trusted of friends that you keep your money with comes and betrays you with a kiss. Hypocrites abound on Friday. Hypocrisy. They sing, they behave as if they're friends, but they're betrayers. But you know something? All this was done by God himself. Because he said, Daddy, I know all things are possible for you. Nevertheless, not your will, but not my will, but yours be done. So it was God who caused Jesus to go through that pain, that anguish, that betrayal. In fact, I believe strongly that Judas did not think that Jesus was going to be killed. Yeah, I believe it. In fact, I think that Judas had more faith in Jesus Christ than Peter. Yeah, you may not believe it. I believe that Judas believed in the powers that Christ had far more than Peter, James, and John. Because when he went and told the people, I can sell him to you. I can betray him. Just give me 30 pieces of silver and I will release him to you. You know his mind? I know my Savior. I know my Master. I know the powers. I've been there when he has raised the dead. Lazarus had died for 4 days. He was stinking, but he gave him life. There's no way that this Friday you're going to get a Master. There's no way. There's no way. Something supernatural will happen. I'm getting this money for free, but I know some power will come against them. That's somebody who believes. Yeah. He was just tricking them. Look, come. And so when Judas came, and the first that, Peter got up, took a sword, smacked somebody. Malchus, the servant, the ears split off, fell to the ground. And Jesus Christ, as usual, just lifted it up and told Peter, man, let me warn you. We don't do this kind of thing. We don't kill people. Those who wield the sword will also die by the sword. Come on. You think angels cannot fight for me? Come on. Come on, son. And then rub the ear. Put the ear back. Boom! It was fixed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then Judas went like, wow, I told you. I got my 30 pieces of silver. And I got my Jesus as well. He said, these people. Then he spoke. They were so afraid. He says, whom are you looking for? And then they all fell back. Because they had seen an ear fixed, a miracle. So Judas said, yeah, my plan is working. My plan is working. But then suddenly he said, come, take me. Are you afraid? They took him, started slapping him, smacking him, started spitting at him. And Jesus was hopeless. Jesus suddenly was weak. And was like, wow, is that possible? Is that my Master? Is it possible that he's going through this? How is the God who fed 5,000 with him, who raised the dead with him, who has done many miracles, how come this time he's abandoned him? Judas got depressed, got shocked. His faith had failed him. He believed that is my Master. I know what he can do. Wow. Is it possible that this is happening? And with regret and tears, he went back and took the money. He said, man, I betrayed innocent blood. I never thought you could do this. He threw the money at them and said, for him to die, I would die first. I would rather die. I didn't expect this to happen. Threw the money at them. They bought a field called the Field of Blood, Aceldama. And he went and killed himself. What am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying that, look, God sometimes allows certain things to happen. Can you imagine without that Friday, there will be no shedding of blood. But without the shedding of blood, says Hebrews 9:20, there is no remission of sins. It was day one. You may be going through day one. People may have abandoned you. The closest people may have betrayed you. And I know that sometimes there's so much pain. But through it all, God is with us. God is with us. God's hand is inside there. That's day one. Yeah, it's a Friday. Can anybody identify with the Friday? Where people betrayed you. Where you prayed, but there seemed to be no answers. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's a day one in your life. That's a Friday. There was a day that I was traveling. I'd become a Christian and was doing well. I paid my tithe. I read my Bible. I prayed more than any family member of mine. Yeah. I risked certain exams for the sake of the service of God. I did. I decided never to fornicate, never to sleep with any woman, to keep myself pure and undefiled member of the body of Christ. All this was done for God's favor, for God to reach me and to say, hey, what a blessing you've been. I was surprised when in the midst of that, rather, I suffered the biggest of shocks. All my friends who were going on elective abroad, some went to the United States. I was in Ghana. Some went to Germany. All kinds of places. They made money. They got scholarships. They raised funds. But not me. But not me. Suddenly, I had to find my own way. And I wondered, what kind of God is this? What kind of God is this? It brings questions. Fridays bring questions to your mind about God. Fridays make you question. Is it worth being a Christian? Tell somebody, it's only Friday though. It's just a Friday. That is just a feature of Friday. You are not unusual. Tell somebody, you are just like Jesus on a Friday. You're just like Jesus. Just keep calling him Abba Father. Just keep praying. Just don't stop. Even Jesus thought, my Father, you've forsaken me. I don't think that you're with me anymore. So when you go through those times, don't eject. Stick around. Go through till you break through. Clap for the Lord Jesus. For it's only a Friday. Sundays are coming. Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. A day of rejection is Friday. A day of loneliness is Friday. A day where people say, sorry, we can't help you. A day when everybody you trusted abandons you. Oh, this guy will pay for me. No, it's not like that. It doesn't work like that. And then you turn up to God and still there is nothing. I can see some tears in your eyes. You are remembering your Friday. A Friday when it was like nothing could work. No prayer. You are remembering, I know. A Friday where you wondered, why am I the only one who's not married? Why am I the only one who doesn't have a job? Why am I the only one whose prayers are not answered? Why am I the only one who doesn't seem to pass these exams? Why is it that it's only me who didn't get a scholarship? Why is it that it's only me who has to work 3 jobs? Is that the normal thing, my God? Yet I'm the one who prays to you every night. I'm the one who comes to you. I still pay my tithe. I turn my life over. I used to have a sugar daddy, but for your sake, I gave it up. I used to have my home in heaven, but I gave it up because you sent me. Tell somebody, it's a Friday. It's only a Friday. It's just a Friday. If you stick with it, Sunday is coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Some of you have been asking for a job for a long time. Asking for a relationship for a long time. Asking for a breakthrough for a long time. Asking for a bill to be paid for a long time. Asking for their marriage to work. Asking that your grace become better. And it's not much. God can do it. Like Jesus said, God, I know you. I know you can do it. I've been with you. Yeah, because you've seen God do it for other people. But it's only a Friday. I said it's only a Friday. The Bible says if the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead rests in you, then you also, God will give you a Sunday, resurrect you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Then comes the Saturday. A day before Sunday. Where everything is quiet. Things don't move to the left nor to the right. Everything is stagnant. Friends don't talk to you rudely anymore. People have adjusted to your negatives. To your Friday is a normal thing to you. You've even accepted it. It's okay. God will not move. What can I do? I've been so long in this Christianity, I can't get out. Pastor will follow me. Pastor will call me. Pastor will come and visit and realize, hey. Pastor will ask me, when was the last time you read your Bible? So I'll be quiet. I won't say anything to anybody anymore. Saturday is when you stop praying. When you stop talking about the issues with people. When you just be quiet and say, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. You sing to yourself. Saturday is when your songs have no God in it. No insults to God, because you reverence God still. But you doubt, so you don't go to God anymore. You prayed enough. If God was going to answer, he would have answered. That's a Saturday. Saturday is when somebody asks you, how is it? So, we are blessed. You say, oh, it's powerful, that's all. You don't want to say anything. When they introduce a topic, you see, you withdraw from it. It was quiet. It's quiet. People label you on some Saturday. He's dead. Peter said, I go a fishing. He's dead. And the other said, well, we go a fishing too. Saturday is when the enemy rejoices. People that didn't like you will laugh at you. You know they're laughing, but there's nothing you can do. Saturday is a day where you know you've accepted you are at a disadvantage. I'm somebody who will never drive a car again. I'm somebody who will never finish school. I'm somebody who will never have a scholarship. I'm somebody who will always work 3 jobs. But it's only a Saturday. But it's only a Saturday. Don't accept it. I like that. Somebody say, God forbid. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. That gold, if it is true gold, it can only be tested with fire. Friday don't mean nothing. Excuse my English language, but that's the best way I'll say it. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean no nothing. Tell somebody, Friday don't mean no nothing. Neither do Saturday. Hey. It can be painful. It can be tormenting. It can be a nightmare. And I can imagine what Jesus was going through, what his disciples were going through, what his mother was going through, the hopelessness, the darkness, the quietness. Who do we speak to now? The Savior is gone. Who? Hallelujah. Shake somebody and say, your Sunday is coming. Now. Amen. And your Sunday will come so fast. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now look at something. Hosea chapter 1. Hosea chapter 6 from verse 1. Hosea chapter 6. Bible says, come, come, come. And let us return to the Lord. I'm talking about those who are on in their Friday and in their Saturday. This is how you should treat your Friday and your Saturday. Come, tell somebody, come. Let us return back to God. Let us return to God. You know, one of the things you must learn to believe is God is with us. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ was quick when he said, my Father, Why hast thou forsaken me? His last statement was, into your hands I commend my spirit. Don't stay at my father, why hast thou forsaken me? It's not a good place to be. It's not a good thing to be focused or to be fixated on your Friday and Saturday. It's not. The devil can infuse you with sand. Bible says, come, let us return unto the Lord. Why? For he, the Lord, has torn and he will heal us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's okay for the Lord to tear apart. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healer. I don't remember the last time I spanked my kids because they've grown, and thank God, quite a bit of foolishness has gone out. But I used to spank them big time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to import switch. Import, I mean, would pay duty on it for them to arrive. Yeah. Yeah. It carried vibranium. Vibranium. From Wakanda land. Yeah. One time, my sister was bringing one of those vibranium-laden whips or switches. And they asked, vibranium is not real. And they asked, what is this? And my sister, I don't know where she got that idea. It's, oh, it's a decoration for our living room. Because it was always in the living room. Because that's where we live, real life. So, I mean, we used to spank them. One day, my mother beat me so hard, my back got broken and my head got broken. That's abuse, don't you think? I forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. So, they will beat me and then they will take me to hospital. They tore me apart, but they healed me also. The Lord will heal you in Jesus' name. One day I was lying down on my center. What is that thing called in the center? No, not coffee table. Ottoman. Your mom doesn't know. Ottoman. She's a science student. Science students don't know these things. Arts students know. Ottoman. Oh, she was the one who taught me though. And I was lying down praying, and then my son came. I said, Daddy, wake up. I said, why? He said, there's a bump on your back, a big scar. I never saw it. How did it happen? I said, oh, my father beat me and sent me to hospital. Just spanked me. Yeah, it's a big scar. Wow, it's a big scar. I said, yeah. You know, I had taught my children, you know, when you're being spanked, you can easily go to school and say you're being abused. And then the government will take. You know, children are children of the state. They will take you. And only policemen and people who are paid to do the job without love will be taking care of you. So I had educated them that any time I spank you, it's out of love. Because the Bible says foolishness is bound to the heart of a child like Christian. Christian is not a child anymore, but let's just use it as an example. Both Christians, and especially Asia. And especially Daniel. And Junior. Especially Daniel. He needs another one. I agree with you. Clap for them. These are assistants from CBU, you know. Now, today they told me that, Harry, come, Reverend Lindsay, Daniel came to pick us up and didn't even open the door for us. I said, thank you, you know. And I went to Daniel and said, look, if you want to marry a nice woman like my wife, because they've been saying they want to find somewhere like that, you need to learn how to treat ladies. So I said, you better learn right now. Now, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Amen. Now. Lady Pastor is spoiling the message. Now, listen carefully. So then, I told them that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall send it far from it. Then he went and he came. I said, Daddy, I know why you're a doctor and a pastor. I said, why? He said, oh, it's because the foolishness came out of this exit wound. This is the exit wound. All the foolishness came out, and it left you with only good behavior. That's why you are a doctor and a pastor. I said, glory to God. They have understood. Clap for the Lord Jesus. But that exit wound was closed at the hospital because my parents took me and paid for it. Of course, they didn't say they did it. They're dead and gone, so. But thank God for the spanking that I received. Sometimes the Lord sends us through things. It's not meant to hurt you, my darling. It's not meant to keep you forsaken, like Jesus. It wasn't meant to torment him. He needed to go through the torment. Yeah. Sometimes your parents may wake you up early. You think, why? Why? I needed some 2 more hours of sleep. But they know that at college, if you keep sleeping that way, you will fail. You will fail. You will have bad grades. They know that life does not allow for 2 extra hours. If you like, ask Asia. Yeah. So they will tear you, but they will put you together. God, he did that, but he put together. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The same God that allowed Jesus to go to the grave, he was the one who raised him from the grave. He will raise you from that bad situation. From your Friday, the Sunday will arise where resurrection power will enter into your situation. Then, verse 2. He says, Hosea 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. And in the third day, he will raise us up. Tell somebody your Sunday is coming. And we shall live in his sight. Do you know what that means? From that time, he will supervise your life in his sight. You can't touch Jesus now. You can't touch. Some of us need to go through that situation knowing that my Redeemer lives. Job was such a person. He said at one point in Job 19, I believe verse 25, he said, my Redeemer liveth. And at the end, he shall stand with me. He will stand with you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. My Redeemer liveth. Yeah. But verse 3 of Hosea chapter 6 is even nicer. He said, Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. When you are going through these situations, you need to follow on. You need to seek the knowledge of the Lord. You need to be aware that this is God. It's not Satan. If you're a Christian, stop giving credit to the devil all the time for bad things. I don't have a place in my house for the devil's activities. I refuse to acknowledge the devil's activity in my life. What I do is I bind him. Actually, I bind him and prevent him from coming. Yeah. I do everything possible to please God, to pray to God, but there's no day I don't bind the devil. I keep binding him so that it doesn't have a stronghold. So that when situations coming, like Jesus, I can say, Lord, where are you? We've got to do something about this. Too many Christians give credit to the devil for every little thing. Everything. Ah, the devil is at it again. Ah, Satan is here again. Ah, the demons have come again. Oh, that's why I'm drinking again. Oh. Listen. Bible says that you must... Then shall you know, if you follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. He has plans already for you. Bible says, I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good, plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. your going forth, your movements, your progress will be prepared. Your destiny, your Sunday is already decided. Your victory is won. The ultimate plan, the goal is set, and there is no defeat. The grave is conquered. Sin has been overcome. If you keep going and in strength, his going forth shall be prepared as the morning, and it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain, unto the earth. Unto the earth. We are here, but he will come. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes when the loneliness comes, you need to tell yourself that, no, God is still with me. When you feel isolated, you know, no, God is still with me. You need to even confess it. The devil is afraid of that. There was a guy who went to heaven. When he went to heaven, he realized God showed him his footsteps. And when things were going well, God was with him. Genie, come. He was going. He was going. I think that I need a smaller purse because I have to carry you. Okay. Okay. Now you come. You come. You are the big person. Walk with Junior. And Junior was the one who was asking God, God, look at my footsteps. That when things were okay, I could see that you were with me. Yeah. In fact, in some of the difficult times, you used to walk with me. But look, four steps, two sets of feet. One for you, one for me. And then look, at the weakest points, the darkest moments, the most lonely times, the times when I was the saddest, I see only two steps. Lord, how wicked can you be? How wicked could you be? You left me alone. Then the Lord explained. He said, my son, you don't understand. Those two steps are not your steps. They are my steps. When you were the weakest and the lowest, I carried you. Carry him. So those steps, yeah. So those steps are the steps of God. It was God. It was the steps of God. I never left you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you were crying, when you had a nightmare, when you had a problem, when you could not handle it, it was too painful for me to see you walking with me. I just said, my son, I love you too much. I will not let you walk. I have the strength. I'll carry you. I'll carry you. May the Lord carry you. Your Sunday is a transportation Sunday. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Strong man. Amen. I should carry this man and break my back. I'm not a fool. Let him break his back. Someone say, yeah. I'm not a fool. The last time I carried a human being was at my honeymoon, at my wedding. I carried this one. The last time I tried it again, I nearly broke my back. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'll never try it again. Ladies and gentlemen, please pray for me so that when I get home, I'll get food to eat, okay? Because anyway, my wife may not be. Hallelujah. Everybody point to my wife and say, hey, it's a Sunday for pastor, not a Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, the most difficult thing to sometimes accept about difficult circumstances is that you know that God is with you and is allowing it. It's a painful thing to think about. You could do it to this person. Yeah. God, that you allowed this to happen to me. Yeah, I understand. But why should you? Why me? Why? Job hadn't done anything. You allow the devil to come. Initially, you put a shield around Job about everything he had, about his family. And then you allow, the devil comes and throws a challenge about Job's integrity. It is my Christian life that now you are playing lotteries with. You have sent it to the casino to gamble with my life. You're so happy with my life, and this is what you do. You're so happy with Jesus, and this is what you do. That can be a painful thought. Let me show you somebody, apart from Job, who also, even the wife said, curse this God and die. Some of you have felt that way. Drop this Christianity and go. But there's another guy called Jacob. Bible says Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 from verse 6. After delivering the message, the messengers returned to Jacob and reported, "We met your brother Esau, and he is already on his way to meet you with an army of 400 men. Ladies and gentlemen, God had told Jacob, "I'm going to use you to build Israel." Here Jacob was. He had gone to Laban. Laban was angry with him to the point of cursing him. He ran out with his wives and children, running away from Laban. Laban behind him. He didn't have a good relationship with him. He could not go back to him because of the issues that came up. Running away. And who should be ahead? Esau, his brother. Esau, that had threatened to kill him. And Esau is coming in his direction with 400 men. An army of 400 men. Hey, wake up. An army of 400 men. Laban was behind. Esau was. Why are you laughing? Don't stop for the message. Esau was in front. How can you sleep at this time? When your Sunday is coming, how can you sleep? How can you sleep? When Jesus is struggling, how can you sleep? Wake up before I come again. Now listen. So Laban with all the trouble was behind. Esau with his army was in front. So this man did the right thing. He said, "I look up to the hills." Decided to pray. Jacob decided to pray. And you won't believe what God did to Jacob. When you turn to God, Bible says in verse 8, he thought, if Esau meets one group and attacks them, perhaps the others will escape. Then Jacob prayed to God. "Oh God of my grandfather Abraham," and all that, you know, "please treat me with kindness." Then verse 10. "I'm not worthy of all this unfailing love and faithfulness which you've showed." Then verse 11. "Oh Lord, please rescue me from the hand of my brother Esau. I'm afraid that he's coming to attack me along with my wives and children. But you promised me that I will surely treat you kindly and multiply." Now, after praying this prayer, verse 13, Jacob stayed where he was for the night. Then he selected these gifts. He stayed there and prayed and gave to his brother. Then, listen to what happened. Then in verse 22. Bible says, during the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives and sent them across. Then 23. And taking them to the other side, he sent over his possession. Then 24. This left Jacob all alone in the camp. All alone, praying with God. And a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. God sent help. God sent an angel to come to Jacob after the prayer. If you are sending an angel, you are sending a boxer, a WrestleMania, to come and wrestle with me. Is that the help? Oh God. After my prayer. Sometimes your prayers seem to be bringing opposite results. On Friday, prayers keep changing. And Bible says that this man came. An angel came. God sent a wrestling angel to WrestleMania with Jacob. Oh God, why? When the man saw that You know, and Jacob was strong. When the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. God, not only have you not forsaken me, now you've disabled me. Yeah. You brought me more pain. Directly, church members have brought pain. My pastor, real Christians. So Jacob was now limping. Oh, what a Friday. I called for help. And this is it. Jesus called for help and he was killed. Jacob called for help and he was dislocated. He had a dislocated joint. Sometimes that's how it is. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough to accept that beyond the dislocation was a blessing. Beyond the dislocation was a blessing. God needs to wrestle with you. You need to win. You need to win your match with the wrestling. It's just a wrestling match, but he's giving you power to overcome. And Jacob stayed at night and prayed. In spite of the wrestling and the pain, through the pain, he stayed. He said, it doesn't matter that you've done that. Then the man said, let me go. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. When you go home, pray this prayer. What is your name? He asked. He replied, Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob. The man told him, from now on, you will be called Israel because you fought with God and with man and you have overcome. Oh, may you be a victorious person from today. That was the victory. Everywhere you see a Jew, they are victorious. Now they live in God's sight and they are the blessed of God. You see a Jew, you see a blessed person. That's what a Christian is supposed to be. When you overcome your Friday, when you overcome your Saturday, your Sunday comes with victory. Your Sunday comes with victory in the name of Jesus. Before I end, let me show you one verse. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 27, ladies and gentlemen, they may put a stone at your tomb to keep you away from your victory. But verse 64, Matthew 27, verse 64. Matthew 27, verse 64. The Bible says, the soldiers said, command that the sepulcher be made secure until the third day. Tell somebody, the third day is under threat. Lest the disciples come by night and steal away and say to the people, he's risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first. The next verse. So they went and did as they were told. Go your way and be sure and make it sure as you can. So they went and rolled, sent and secured the sepulchre, sealing the stone, and setting watchmen to watch the stone. Now watch this. The next verse. No. The next verse. Verse 20, chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, there came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Somebody say a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The next verse. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. Ladies and gentlemen, today I declare that whatever stone that has been rolled to prevent you from entering your Sunday, it is going to be rolled away. No matter how strong, how big the stone, how difficult the problem, God is able to roll it away. He's sending an angel today. He sent an angel today. I came to announce you, the same God who rolled the stone is rolling away that problem. I came to reassure you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10 is what I leave you with. 1 Peter chapter 5. The Bible says, but the God of all grace. Grace means undeserved favor, supernatural help, the power of God, heavenly assistance, angelic support. But the God of all grace, financial graces, spiritual graces, fleshly graces, scholarship graces, every form of grace, supernatural help comes from God. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered a while. Tell somebody your suffering is not forever. after you've suffered a while, on the third day, when the Sunday is coming, after you've suffered a while, he will make you perfect. Receive perfection in Jesus' name. He will establish you. Receive establishment in Jesus' name. He will strengthen you. Receive strength in Jesus' name. And he will settle you. Receive settlement in Jesus' name. You will have a miracle. You will have a testimony. You will have something to say about those grades, about that scholarship, about those finances, about that disease. He has torn. He will heal us. My announcement to you is that it's only a Friday. It's just a Friday. It's just a Friday. But Sunday cometh. And here we are. Put your hands together. Rise your feet. And say, thank you, Jesus, that my Sunday is here. Put your hand on your heart and pray about that Friday situation. About that Saturday situation. I'm serious. Pray about it. For an angel has been sent. Our testimony said angels are here. They are distributing. After that, you have suffered a while. The suffering is enough. I hear the Lord saying, enough is enough for that problem. For that pornography problem. For that incest problem. For that lust problem. For that financial problem. For those bills. For that relationship problem. For that spiritual problem. For that job-related problem, he will perfect you. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. He will settle you. Lady Pastor, sing us that song. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Lift your hand and sing it. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Sing that verse. I've been through many troubles.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow.
Questions for tomorrow.
There have been times. I didn't know. Right,
there were times I don't know. Lord, I'm doing the right thing, but it looks like it's wrong to you.
But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation.
God gave me blessed consolation. You'll be consoled.
That my trials come to only make me strong.
Those trials are to strengthen you, to settle you.
I've been to many places.
Oh. You've tried many places. Come on.
So many faces.
Come on, roll it.
But there have been times I felt so all alone.
There are times Saturdays are lonely days, all alone.
But in those lonely hours. Yes, those precious lonely hours.
Jesus lets me know
I am his own.
You still belong to the Lord.
The reason I say that
through it all. Lift your hand and say, through it all.
I've learned to trust in Jesus.
I've learned to trust in God.
I've learned to depend upon His word.
It's only Friday. It's just the Friday. But your Sunday is coming. Oh, I see angels. I see the hand of God touching that situation. I see the hand of consolation. I see your tears being wiped away. I see an angel carrying your tears, precious tears, to Jesus, telling him, look what they suffered. And Jesus is testifying before the Lord, Father, it's true. I've been there. I've been through that. I can understand what they're going through. I can identify with what you're going through, says the Lord. The Lord will wipe away your tears. It's only a Friday. It's just a Friday. Your Sunday cometh. Your Sunday cometh. Your Sunday cometh. The Lord is encouraging somebody. The Lord is wiping somebody's tears away. The Lord is transforming somebody's situation. The Lord is delivering somebody. The Lord is giving somebody a baby. The Lord is giving somebody a spouse. The Lord is giving somebody a new job. The Lord is giving somebody joy. Joy. The Lord is giving somebody rest. Sleep. The Lord is giving somebody a scholarship. The Lord is sending somebody a bulk amount. Good news. The Lord is sending healing. Deliverance. Receive it. Receive that power. Receive that grace. The Lord is sending healing divine. The Lord is sending the power. Angels are embracing people. Captivating. Captivating presence of angels. Overwhelming every problem. Drowning out the situation that keeps you awake at night. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray. Minister to your children. In the next 72 hours, you will receive a visitation. It took 3 days. In the next 3 days, you will receive a transformed life in Jesus' name. Just like he did for Jesus, he will do it for you. Don't worry about the name Sunday. It's the third day. It's the third day. It's the third day. He has torn. He will heal. He has smitten. He will put together. So help us God.
We believe the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.